This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. Kevin Bice, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good. Did I get you at a good time?
Yeah, that's fine.
You'd inquired, obviously, on our website in regards to financing for the business. I just wanted to kind of introduce myself and get an idea of what you're looking to do and try to get the ball rolling here for you.
Okay.
What are you guys looking into? Are you looking for working capital? Are you looking for equipment? Or...
It's really just replacing working capital. I had an oil field company that I dumped most of the equity out of this one entity into over the last couple years. A, growing it, and then B, trying to stabilize it because we got kind of at the ass end of the boom.
And now it's slowing down?
It's been slowing down since February of 2015. I'm finally at the point where I can get rid of some of the equipment that's been sitting for 8 months.
Gotcha. Now how are you selling that equipment?
Mostly through auctions. A few of it's been to other private purchasers, but most through auctions is probably your best bet. I'm going to list it online, but I have one set to go to auction in late August and one first week of September.
Okay. Well, just I know this is a little off the subject, but I have quite a few. I've been doing this for 16 years.
Okay.
Mostly equipment until recently when this working capital kind of need came about due to, you know, the big banks, you know, killing credit lines and essentially just not lending to small businesses any longer.
Sure.
You know, it's when this whole working capital product kind of came about, as well as a need for clients that we've had for a long time that had a tough time during the recession and had damaged credit that they're still rebuilding. You know, this working capital product gives them the ability to borrow with us looking outside of their personal credit and business credit, whether they use the cash to actually buy equipment because they don't want to qualify for an equipment loan or just to get some cash based on how their business is doing today.
Speaking of that, so maybe if I give you more of the story, you can help me more. The agency makes a lot of money. I have tax returns for 14. I'm working on 15 to get it finished. The agency's made an average of $1 million or more a year for the last couple of years. And then the other entity is the one that really just... It just didn't have time to really make any money. We made a lot of money over about a 3-month period, 4-month period when it finally got up and rolling. And then by the time that happened, literally the next month, we went from netting $300,000+ down to a loss. There just was no work. And we had a pretty heavy debt schedule. So I've worked my way out of that to my own detriment because I'm working my way out of it on my own capital. Mm-hmm. And now I don't have much working capital in the agency, which makes all the money, and I've got the trucking company turned back around and doing some other things outside of the oil field. But I own a lot of the equipment. I'm about to own almost all of it in September, and that might help you in this whole ordeal. I don't know, because I'm majority owner in that company. I own the insurance agency 100%. I own the trucking company 70%.
Okay.
But I don't know if that would help subordinate the loan by having all this equipment that's paid for.
No, I mean, it really depends on what we're looking to do. How much are you looking, how much cash are you looking for?
I mean, I'd like to get $500,000, but I think that's above what y'all do. I don't know.
No, it's not above what we do. It's above what we pre-approve. You're looking to put this under the agency?
Yeah, I mean, the agency is the one that really has the money to pay it back.
Okay.
It makes a substantial amount. If you don't mind, hold on just a second. I got somebody standing at my door. Just give me a second.
Not a problem.
He has her son, who has a company that's registered in Texas, but he does work in Iowa on a rent.
Okay.
Is everyone still insured?
Yeah.
Okay, so just...
We just need to... It's based here, but he's working there?
Yeah, he's working.
That's okay.
Okay.
We can do that without changing the licensing.
Okay, cool. I'm going to send her whatever.
Okay. Sorry, Kevin.
No problem. So this is an insurance agency?
Yeah, the Hild & Hild is the insurance agency, which is a sole member LLC owned 100% by an S-Corp called Hild Consulting. That's how the taxes are filed. And then Lazarus Oil Field is the oil field trucking company. that now we don't really do any oil field trucking because there's not much and it's really unprofitable at this point. So we're hauling like equipment and steel, flatbed stuff. And I'm unloading, I have 10 more pneumatic trailers that I'm selling. Hope to sell most of them this month. I sold 4 so far. And they're the last of really the dead weight that I have.
Okay. So, what, as far as the agency, I know you said that it's making about a mil. What are your sales looking like?
Well, it's an agency, so we don't have a lot of overhead. And sales run, yeah, they don't have much overhead. So, I have 2 employees. I've even cut it more because we knew we were going to do less revenue this year because everything was down. But I have 1 employee makes about 65 a year and another one that makes about 35. My rent is the most expensive part because I'm in a nice building and I have plenty of room to grow if we were going to grow. My rent's about 60 grand a year. Eno's about 10 grand a year. And the health insurance is probably another, 12 grand a year.
All right. And then tell me kind of the same numbers as far as the trucking and transportation company.
The way we do this now, I do a lease. It's called a lease owner-operator agreement. I charge them 28% of the revenue that we book for them, plus $200 a week, plus $130 for insurance, and $50 for plates. So I don't have a fuel variable, if that makes sense to you. I charge them for fuel and use of the fuel card, 10%. If they buy their own, they can buy their own. But if you buy it on my fuel card, I charge you 10% and I take it out of your settlement.
Okay.
So it's worked out to be a real profitable way for us to do it.
And they cover all their liability and everything else is essentially on them?
Yeah, I cover the insurance. So
okay.
I insure the of course, I want to control that. A, I sell it, and B, I also want to control the fact that I know it's in place. And I charge them $130 a week per truck driver. Like, so he leases a truck from me. And I charge them $130 per week for that insurance.
Okay. And what are the sales looking like for that company?
$1.2 million overall. About $100,000 a month in it.
Okay. So what do you think? Typically on this working capital, first of all, have you talked to anybody else prior or ever had one of these working capital loans?
Kind
of.
I had one with Quick Bridge, and it was not the best one at the time. My partners on the oil field are the ones that kind of brought it to the desk, and we paid it off early, but I really didn't like it that much because it was just, I don't like the daily draw. I just think that's, for me, I don't get money daily, so I don't have like a credit card machine. That's not how we work, so it's chaotic.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and it's funny. Yeah, that the quick bridge product is awful. Kind of what happened, about 2 to 3 years ago when this product kind of came to market. In fact, the owner of Quick Bridge, I actually hired 10 years ago, right out of college, and he worked under me for a company called Alliance Funding, all equipment financing and business banking. And that kid went out and got a bunch of money from family and. Their whole business model, like a lot of companies when they first started lending this product, is extremely short-term, daily payments, extremely high rates, and the lending amount was pretty low. If you could get $50K out of Quick Bridge, you were stellar. And unfortunately,
we got 150 out of them.
Okay, so that just shows how good your credit was and your risk. It's funny to say because you must have had a very minimal risk when they scored you. But they still charged you, an arm and a leg, and gave you probably a 6-month term, maybe 9.
It was 9 or 12, and it was terrible. They had a big origination charge. Mm-hmm. So they deposit $150, and then they take back like $15 or $12 right off the top.
Yeah.
It's just bad. It's fine. The guys that I dealt with, to be honest with you, the one guy I dealt with over there, what was his name? I think it was Nicholas. He was a good dude. He came and visited me one time. They were in San Antonio. They came and visited us because I was complaining so much about the daily. I was like, you've got to move this to weekly or something. So I can do a weekly payment every Friday, but I can't do this daily crap. It doesn't work for us. So he came and visited us before they approved that, and I had a little conversation with him. I said, look, I've never run from debt in my entire life. I said, I'll go broke paying everybody else before I just shut the doors. I said, I've got a really profitable business that you have tied up in your loan, so mm-hmm. I have nowhere to go, you know. But we got everything paid off. We got them paid off early. Yes, they were they did not like the demand that I made about the weekly payment, but I told them, I said, it's the easiest way for both of us. I said, you're not trying to get money every day that you're not going to get, and, you know, I'm able to pay you in lump sums. So they got their money early. We actually finished it off early because I was trying to pay it down as fast as I could because the interest rates are terrible.
Yeah. Did they give you much of a discount for paying it off earlier?
I can't even tell you over the time what the discount was. It was considerable. I think I was originally supposed to pay back $210, and I think I ended up, it's like somewhere between $180 and $190.
Okay.
So he did drop it. Some.
So they had you like a 55% rate?
Probably something terrible like that. I didn't see the final paperwork. My other partner at the time did it. And, of course, I ended up having to finish it off and pay it off.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I really brought it up is that, you know, because it worked for them, you know, QuickBridge hasn't really changed their model much.
Right.
Because why? If you're making money type thing, you know, it's covering the risk. They've had some defaults now and stuff like that. So they just kind of left it the way it is where, you know, we've kind of come in and fine-tuned it, and we've got probably 10 different working capital programs. We go 24, 36 months, weekly payments at, you know, probably half of the rate that they offered you.
Okay.
What I'm thinking, we still, you know, our approvals are still based off of your deposits, right? The underwriting wants to know that 90% of the money you're bringing in, well, really 80 to 90%, you know, 10 to 20% is where our payment should be. We want you to have 80 to 90% of your sales, your deposits that are coming in to be working capital for you. You know, we don't want to tie up more than 10 to 20% of what you have coming in because we want you to continue to be able to grow your business.
Right.
So just off these numbers, I mean, what we can do is we can write one loan for each company.
Okay.
And I think we can get, you know, to that 350, 500 mark.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion. I don't think either one by themselves will qualify for 500 because I think that we're going to be way above that, you know, 10, 20% mark.
Okay.
And I'm just telling you that up front because the amount that you're able to borrow really doesn't have anything to do with your personal credit, the business credit, what you're doing with the money, anything else like that. It's just simply what you have coming in, what we're going to collect from you, and what we want you to be able to do with the money you have coming in. So with just that basic information to be upfront, you know, that would be my suggestion, would be for me to have you apply under both companies because you're going to get more.
Okay. That I can do.
Okay.
Kevin, you're the first reasonable conversation I've had, and don't take this the wrong way, from a lending entity in a long time.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't like to waste my time. I don't like to waste yours, you know?
Right.
We don't
right.
charge you anything up front. You know, we're not, I know there are some companies out there that are just trying to get an app in and charge you an application fee, and there's a lot of young people that don't really understand the value of being up front because there's no point of going through all this work and then me giving you something that's nothing like what I told you it was going to be.
Right.
And I like repeat business too. So I know what you're talking about and I'm great or anything like that, but I've learned that it doesn't do me any good or you any good to, you know, not be forthcoming with information or to kind of explain what I'm thinking we're probably going to do. And if you don't like it, I'd rather know now, you know, I'd rather you know now rather than, you know, you spending a week and myself spending a week to get this funded and then find out that nothing I told you was accurate, you know.
Gotcha.
But I do appreciate that. You'd be surprised how many people get angry because somebody else has told them something different. It's like, listen, you know, call me back, you know, if that doesn't come through.
Right.
And I'm going to do what I'm saying now, you know, and maybe you'll appreciate that more, but,
right,
you know, it is what it is. But I'm sending you an email right now with a form for you to fill out. Please just make 2 copies, one for each company.
Okay.
And then I'll need the 14 tax return for each company.
Okay.
And 6 months bank statements, all pages for each company.
Okay, I can do that.
And that's it.
Okay.
I'll get it into underwriting, you know, get you an approval. I think I can probably have both of them approved by Friday. It's kind of late in the day today. Typically, we're, you know, 12 to 24 hours, but, you know, I'm guessing I probably won't have the information back from you till tomorrow. So as soon as I do, I'll get started on it right away, and I'll keep you in the loop, let you know where we're at, and, you know, if there's any questions that pop up, you know, I'll shoot you an email. I'll give you a call if you don't mind. Excuse me.
Sure. Yeah, I'll leave my cell phone on there so you can call my cell phone. That's the best way to catch me, because especially tomorrow I'm traveling.
Okay.
The first 3 months of the year, it's not that we didn't make good money. I was just still battling paying off equipment debt, which makes the bank statements look shitty, because it was very thin every day.
Okay.
We made a lot of money. It's just I spent it all paying equipment off so I could be in the position I am right now.
I see.
Because for me, on the equipment debt side, so you know where we came from to where I'm at, we were at $120 a month in February, right around $120, $130, and I'm down to $40.
Wow.
Yeah, you're talking about working it down. It has been a nightmare for 12 months.
Well, good for you. I'm sure you're sleeping a little bit better at night.
It gets better every day, but I mean, I'm gonna be so great. In September, everything's paid for except for one truck and 3 trailers, but that's about $5,000 a month between the two. And we have positive equity on both. I don't have a need to pay those two off.
Are you using them right now?
Yep, those two are being used.
So just they're cash flowing or close to it, I guess.
Yeah, they're working. Once we get to this point, you know, we'll actually turn into the point where we're making a profit in Lazarus every month. It isn't going out the door towards equipment, and Hill just having to subsidize the difference.
Sure.
So both entities win. I mean, by September, both of them take a big difference. And then every trailer I can sell, I've sold 4. Like, if I can sell 4 more, I mean, that's really where the big piece of the debt is. It's in the trailers.
Gotcha.
And I can give you that kind of information. I can provide it if it's something you need.
No, just curious, because one of the things that I was going to tell you, you know, kind of at the front of the conversation, but it wasn't really the most important thing, you know, it wasn't exactly pertinent at the time to what you were looking to do, but when you're posting that equipment, you know, sometimes if you have a lot of vendors that sell equipment online and, you know, even private parties, but a lot of times if you can offer financing, you know, let them know that there's financing available, or, you know, there's a bank that you work with, or even, you know, quote an estimated payment in there.
That's a good idea.
A little bit better pill, you know, easier pill to swallow than, you know, just that upfront nut, you know. And on the equipment side, I would know if they fill out an application, I would know within 10 minutes of having it back, I can give an honest answer as to, without a full approval, you know, what they're capable of doing.
Okay.
So, you know, you might find a buyer that, you know, loves the equipment but just doesn't want to come out of pocket or can't come out of pocket.
Yeah, they can come up with a $3,000 or $5,000 down payment. Yeah, that's a damn good idea, Kevin. That would actually help me quite a bit. And I can do a Craigslist ad very easily like that.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe the sale price doesn't drop as much as it would at an auction, you know.
No, well, yeah, and it doesn't drop as much because I can get them financed too.
Right.
That's a big difference. Yeah. Okay, I can do that.
So just an idea.
Oh, that's a damn good idea. I appreciate that.
So you should have...
I got the working capital.
Okay.
I got it. I'll print it out, put it together, and I'll get it back to you tonight.
Perfect. And that's my direct line in that signature. So if you have any questions or want to talk about anything else, feel free to give me a call. I'm in California, so I'm a couple hours behind you. So.
Perfect. I'll get it to you tonight. Let's talk tomorrow sometime in the afternoon, my time afternoon. Just give me a holler.
That works.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.